I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about some responses to the recent hurricane that devastated parts of Florida. While many politicians, including those running for the fast-approaching midterm elections, were able to pause campaigning for a few days in lieu of offering help to those afflicted by the powerful storm, others apparently cannot resist the opportunity any open mic offers them to slam opponents. No surprise that Governor Ron DeSantis let no chance pass without inserting some kind of snarky remark. Early on in the crisis, before landfall was made, he implied the federal government was not going to help a red state until, oops, President Joe Biden made it clear that the feds were planning to pump a bunch of disaster aid to the state. Ironically, the state is already enjoying about a $20 billion budget surplus, mostly thanks to COVID relief money and money from the renamed Build Back Better initiative. But to hear DeSantis tell it, it's all because of increased sales tax revenue that resulted from his bold decision to disregard any prudent COVID restricting policies to make Florida free again. Besides sporting campaign gear at storm-related public events, instead of the clothes with state or the governor's office logos typically worn by state officials doing state work, he has come up with an as-yet unknown foe of the people of Florida, the national regime media. Quite frankly, you have national regime media that wanted to see Tampa because they thought that would be worse for Florida. That's how these people think, DeSantis said. Once again, Captain Ron minimizes the value of his so-called Ivy League education by suggesting the media would report inaccurate weather information because they have it in for the state or to further some agenda. While DeSantis didn't offer specific examples of, quote, regime media malfactors, he has shown a propensity to mix it up with national reporters covering Ian's aftermath with a critical eye towards how the state handled the run-up to the storm. When a CNN reporter asked him during a press conference in Acadia about Lee County's mandatory evacuation order issued a day before landfall, DeSantis snapped back, "Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa." So, if I understand this correctly, because some representatives of the national media first went to Tampa on the advice of experts at the time to cover the worst of the storm, they are no longer entitled to ask questions about government responses to the storm. I suppose the next target for the nefarious national regime media will be election results.